Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
This is Nation on the Spot Live. It's Dr. Laurie. How you doing tonight, Dr. Laurie?
I'm doing amazing, Mr. Hill. How's everybody doing tonight? I want you to know, welcome to Tuesday Health Talk Radio. It's my pleasure to be your host this evening. This is Dr. Rhoda Zion Alali. To our engineer, the mighty man of God, Pastor Jonathan Hill, who is one of America's amazing farmers, gifted and talented. He produces some of the biggest, fattest, juiciest red okra that I have ever seen. I didn't even know okra was red. And he sent me some pictures of some red okra that made me holler, praise the Lord. And I'm so excited to be on the air tonight because on Tuesdays we've been talking about environmental health for a very, very long time. To my co-host, Ida Morris, who's an amazing woman of God and all the things that she does to help educate the people about having safer environments and environmental health. She's been amazing in getting this campaign from ground zero to being a national phenomenon. It's amazing how many people are getting the MP3 weekly radio shows that are recorded and that you can get through Mr. Hill. It's amazing how far-reaching these stories have become. And so tonight, I'm kind of still in the cloud. And so we're going to change the format a little bit. Instead of just getting in on a topic, I thought we could begin the night with singing. Because I am on cloud nine. I spent the weekend with millionaires who invest in technology. And what they were doing was grooming and giving people coaching lessons and how to interface with these various funding sources. And so I have been, somebody paid a lot of money for me to go to this class, and I've been singing James Brown's I Feel Good. So we get ready to sing. Get up and shake yourself, because it's getting ready to happen for nanotechnology across the United States. So here we go. We get ready to load up James Brown here and see if we can get this video tube here to work with me. Okay. One, two, three, here we go. Let's dance. Woo! So good. So good. I got you. I feel nice. We feel good because we've been working so hard, so long. And this technology and what we do is getting ready to rock the world. I remember as a little girl, I used to sing that song every time I would be happy about something. This weekend was like an ecstasy because we got some heavy hitters, some men and women that understand the industry. They understand the quest of birthing something new. They understand how to position business plans and marketing plans and expertise that is needed. And I'm so grateful to you know, the management team around me, to the university team, to the medical community that is now saying, hey, we got something here. We believe Dr. Lally and her technology is worthy to help us solve some problems. And so this weekend was incredible because I learned that in order for us to go forth, we got to get the message down to 30 seconds. And I've been flying high because I actually had multimillionaires who develop technology and incubate technology work with me on an elevator pitch. And I want you to know I rocked the crowd. Most of the people there had no product at all. There was probably 20% of the people that had a product. But I became like the spotlight, like the, you know, like the hope child product. And so I got all of this extra kudos to really help me gain a level of confidence I needed to go forth into some of the venues that these people are taking me to. And I felt so good because I got up and gave an elevator pitch that was so incredible that I sold $600 worth of the BioBalancer, because I was out of nanos at the time, in about 10 minutes. And I'm telling you that the message, our passion for helping people, saving people, informing people, educating people, you know, I just got up and said, hey, static electricity is creating so many diseases and taking our hearts out. We got to do something about it, especially in our cell phones. Something a little shorter than that. But I had everybody's attention in there. And when I gave a demonstration, the Bedore testing of how cell phones are knocking people out, people brought four. I had two people that bought to buy four nanos apiece. They were like, listen, I want everyone in my family to have one. I mean, four of the BioBalancers. So tonight I want to talk specifically about the fact that we, all of us that are on this radio show, if you're listening in tonight, welcome to Tuesday Health Talk Radio. This is Dr. Rhoda Ziana Lally. I'm a scholar and resident at Columbia University in New York. I'm a registered nurse, and I'm passionate about helping people maximize their safety in their environments. We have been talking about nanotechnology. The nanotechnology that is the number one nano in the world that took the gold for the United States in the IMPEX competition about 5 years ago, and it became the preeminent technology at Teachers College at Columbia University in the Center for Health Equity and Urban Science Education, and became the gold medal award recipient at the Church of God in Christ in Pennsylvania for pulpit safety. And we've been talking about every week different strategies that we can go forth. If you're listening in, we have distributors of the technology listening in. We have clients and patients listening in. We have doctors, medical doctors listening in, and people who are interested in our future and where we're going. And the good news is we can feel good tonight because there are so many people now. So much research, so much science is documenting the fact that static electromagnetic radiation and electric high radiation frequencies that's in Wi-Fi and other wireless entities are indeed making people sick. There is so much literature coming out now that we can say, ooh la la, and, you know, we're getting some help. The cavalry is coming. We're getting some backup. And so we can focus on this one thing I learned. And I never counted the fact that the passion of my heart, you know, is a driving force behind what I do. I never really saw myself as a business person. I'm a registered nurse. You know, my quest has always been excellent in nursing care, to provide nursing care with great safety and a great level of integrity. But to be shifted and thrown, catapulted in a business world and trying to understand the culture of business and how in the business world you don't have to give up your passion, but if you're asking other people to help you and finance you, you've got to position yourself in a way that to make them see what it is you're seeing and make them see that investing in humanity, so to speak, investing in your quest to serve people has a return for not only their time but also their investment. And I don't really understand how to do that, you know. And how do you crunch numbers in manufacturing nanotechnology? Yes, I know what my baseline is, but I tell you what, they sit down with me with pencil and pen, and they gave me some direct directives of how to marginalize what it was we needed to do, how to streamline and make it so that other people could understand it from a business perspective, and how much money we really needed to move us to the next level, and how to best set forth that offering so that we could attract men and women that not only were passionate about our passion, but had the expertise to guide us in enhancing our manufacturing and enhancing how to bring auxiliary or additional products to the market, and to give us some streamline our quest and streamline our business planning, streamline our operation so that it made sense for going forth and positioning for an exponential growth. And that's why I feel good today. That's why I wanted everybody to sing and start shaking their hips, because we've worked hard and we have some people interested in taking us to the world, and that's why I'm so excited today. So I want to talk about the 30-second elevator pitch. I had to learn that I had to get my passion in with the opportunity all in 30 seconds. And whereas that 30-second elevator pitch was to position me to get some investors in this technology, we have a 30-second elevator pitch that we have to work on when we're communicating with our clients and people with this information. And I learned to take it right home to the heart. Is your house making you sick? Or are you concerned that that cell phone is causing cancer of the brain or may cause you some type of sickness? Well, you should be, because the science shows that, yes, indeed, cell phones are causing injury. The good news is we have an answer. We have a radiation, we have a biobalancer that blocks that radiation and balances you, and it does incredible things when you put it on your cell phone. Once I got that out, I had people so intrigued they had to take a break after that, and my show continued. Once that was the hook, people wanted to know, well, let me see this thing. You're talking about you've got a way to show that you can reduce the harmful effects of cell phone radiation. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the nanos, the biobalancer, the flat battery, they are all nanobiogenic technologies. What does that mean? That means they help to balance the body to promote health, and they help to mitigate radiation to enhance electrical safety. The OSHA has put out a new revised law calling for protective gear to be used with anything electrical, because they now admit that electricity is causing injury. The EPA is saying that 6 out of 10 houses are too toxic to live in because of the air and the radiation that's in them, and part of that radiation is non-ionizing radiation that's coming from your electricity. Who knew the electrical socket was a taser gun? So after you've done your elevator pitch and after you've hooked them, you've got an interest, because who wants to be injured? We know there's masses of articles and massive news clips now about brain injuries and brain tumors. Sanjay Gupta did an excellent job from CNN with Dr. Keith Black from Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles talking about the potential risk of cell phone injury. And the World Health Organization making a statement that, yes, indeed, and in fact, cell phones do cause, they are cancer, they are health hazards. They're cancer-causing agents is what the language says. And so we know now, when you have a cell phone, if you're not intentional about reducing the risk of injury, for example, they tell you, the packaging tells you, the manufacturers booklet tells you. You should hold that cell phone an inch away from your ear. It also tells you, you know, that many of them tell you that it can cause injuries. And so there's massive thyroid disorder, because it used to be that the antenna went through the top of the phone, and therefore it was constantly hitting the head. Now the antenna and transmission devices in many of the phones are in the mouthpiece and hitting the thyroid and hitting the thymus. So there's a lot of young people now having issues with white blood cells and red blood cells and platelets and clotting and thyroid. I've never seen so many nodules on the thyroid in my life, so much thyroid disorder in my life. It's just like the thyroid diseases have gone off the chart, and eyeball cancer is now off of the chart because people are putting Bluetooth, and that Bluetooth points to the front of your face and right there to the side of your eye, and we have massive numbers of eyeball cancer, like 40 going north, like we've never seen in medicine before. And so people are concerned about their safety, and that's a good niche. Are you concerned about your cell phone causing cancer or causing injury? Well, you should be. Let me show you this device that blocks radiation and balances you. And after I got them hooked on that, and I said, by the way, I said, did you know that your beverages will pick up static when they're scanned? And you're drinking radioactive beverages? How about a cell phone, a nanotechnology in your phone that discharges that static? When I took the phone with the biobalancer in it and hit that barcode and discharged that static, the crowd went, wow! I mean, I had 10 people going, wow. 3 more people came over to buy a nano biobalancer. It was, we were able to mesmerize. And then when I took it to one step later, I said, how about women? When we're holding these cell phones, God forbid, so many women are putting the cell phone in their bras. What's happening to the breast tissue? I said, right. It absorbs that static. When I showed women how the cell phone can emit static electromagnetic radiation and that static charge can get in their breast, I'm telling you, there was some necks that went backwards, and some people had to sit down. They said, wow, I put my cell phone in my bra all the time. They had no idea, and when I tested them, one lady happened to walk up with the cell phone, see it in her bra, and we said, listen, you got to take that out. We tested her, and sure enough, where she had that cell phone, she had a Fell-Bedort test, meaning that she had created an imbalance in her body. She had energy loss. Bedort testing stands for bi-digital O-ring test. It's a patented test developed by an electrical engineer who is also a medical doctor, and he has his program in residency at Columbia University as a training for medical doctors every October to show them diverse applications of Bedort testing and acupressure sticks. Bedort testing, they're using Bedort testing to find energy loss in the body where there are tumors and cancers. They're using it as an early detection device, and you can learn how to use it too to evaluate the electrical instruments that you work with every day, especially your cell phone. We're living in a time where you have to know the impact of electronics that you work with on a daily basis. You need to know, is that electrical device creating an injury? And I'm so excited that there was such validation of our quest, of our mission, of our quest and our technology, that someone sponsored me to be able to go to the next level. You know, I will be able to participate in 3 rounds of development, getting us ready for funding so that we can have one of the most amazing launch and service areas and service centers that the United States has ever seen. I am so excited about positioning this technology to go forth in the marketplace, and that's why I feel good tonight. I came in here and got James Brown, and I was dancing with I Feel Good. I said, we're going to go on the show tonight. Shake our shoulders, shake our hips. Everybody can feel good because all of you that are listening in tonight, if you took time to interrupt your busy schedule, I'm giving a special shout out to my Canadian family and to my family at Columbia University and to Mr. Rod, who's recovering. He got a chance to go home. And once the doctor releases him, we're going to have to go to Montreal just to have a party dancing with him. Dr. B is back on the East Coast, and she's been on travel this summer. So I had a chance to rendezvous with her, spend some time, and get her caught up with this new technology, this new solar. She is so excited. Got a chance to talk to some of my other physicians and wellness practitioners that were down in Mexico. And they took the technology down there where a family, a U.S. family, had gotten sick, and they flew her down there to take special care of them. And she says wherever she goes, the nanos go with her so she can balance the client and then treat them. And she said that these technologies are so ahead of their time. I'm learning so much from her with the Soli, because if you thought that I looked 35 years old 2 weeks ago when I circulated my a picture among the Canadian and U.S. family, you should see me now. You know, I really am about 5 years younger. 5 years younger. I said last week I got carded at Walmart because they didn't think that the woman in the driver's license and the woman standing in front of them was the same woman. And I saw one of my 75-year-old friends over the weekend, and I was screaming because she, when I tell you 98% of her wrinkles were gone, they were gone. Her skin was amazing, like she had had some thousands and thousands of dollars skin treatment. And I said, I know people are screaming when they see you. She said, it's amazing. She said, so many people react to the fact that she looks so much younger, she looks so much better. I said, yes, this solely frequency is off the chart. It is through the roof. It is, she is far exceeds any of our expectations because she is just bringing the youthfulness. She is restoring our youth and making me sing, I feel good. And so we were down on Praise 108 in Atlanta. A special shout out to my colleagues down there and to the real estate development developers that we're working with down there that are so excited about this BioSmart solar technology. We gave away two more grants this week. So to people that are endeavoring to get their whole house done. And so the grant campaign is really, really are working. We're going to be featured, one of the featured businesses in Washington, D.C., because of all of the miracles and because we are demonstrating for the Office of the Surgeon General. So people are interested in what we're doing and how we're doing it and how we can push it forth as a model to the nation. I'm excited because I'm going to be meeting with a group of legislators from communities across America that are interested in how this can be made available in their state. So I feel good. I'm about ready to get up and hop on one toe and do the electric slide. And everybody needs to turn James Brown on. Turn on YouTube and start singing I Feel Good and start electric sliding and dancing and clapping your hands. Because it's time to party. We are getting some incredible people behind us to move us forward and to make life happen. I'm so excited about the farming industry. All of you that have been sending me pictures of these gigantic rainforest-looking plants. I had the opportunity about a couple weeks ago to stop and visit the very first house that was done in Washington, D.C., almost 6 years ago. And the lady of the house was saying that her plants are like double and some triple the size of the other foliage and plants that's on the houses on the entire block. It's like everybody has these little small bushes. And she has these robust trees with these gorgeous flowers and big, full plants that are so healthy. And everybody is like, what are you doing? She says, I really don't know. She said, these plants have been here, but this year they've just gone wow. And I started singing Solely in the Window Makes Your Plants Grow Tall, because that solar system in the window is just far beyond anything that we dreamed that she would become. We had one gentleman send in a picture showing me his hibiscus tree that's not been more than 2 feet for the last 10 years. And now the hibiscus tree is almost as tall as the house. And Rod was on from Canada and shared how his little bush, he looked out the window, the bush was looking in the window at him. It had shot up 5 feet, and he went outside to look at it. And it had stretched 8 feet along the house. So Soli is just so amazing. And I will tell you that Dr. Beth's discovery of putting Soli on a mirror and relaying that solar energy from the window to the mirror is just genius, because I doubled the Soli. I doubled the Soli by putting two Solis in the north part of the house. So I doubled the Soli north energy. And then I put a mirror, the closest mirror to those windows. I put a Soli relay on the mirror to relay that energy in the house. And I'm telling you, it's like she makes giggles all through the house. There's a spirit of joy and a deep contentment, a deep happiness. And I am just so grateful that God's mercy would prevail and allow me to discover this for humanity. Because at the end of the day, my whole heart is into making a difference in other people's lives. My whole dream, my passion is to partner up and give a word of encouragement, to give a hand, helping hand to these parents that have these super sick children and super sick family members that are bedbound, that are seizing continuously and just stressed beyond stress. And may this technology bring some sense of comfort, and may it bring opportunities of release to them. This is what we live for, and this is what we strive for. And this is what I'm so grateful for all of you that took the time to interrupt your Tuesday evening to listen in. And I just really want to open up the lines for testimonies, because I get so many testimonies throughout the weekend. I try to tell people, get with me on Tuesday night. Check in on Tuesday night, because it's one thing to share the testimony with me. It's another thing to share the testimony with the entire family. Because we are family. There's no way that I could do this by myself, but it's the strength of each and every one of you. I was on the phone with a client from Chicago, a woman who was in great travail, a grandmother with her grandson, Pastor Hill. And when she called him Pastor Hill, I said, you mean to tell me that we have had Brother Jonathan Hill on this line? I didn't even know he had been promoted to pastor. So I want to say congratulations, Pastor Hill, because, man of God, you are a prophet and a man of wisdom. You see things, you share things with me, and when I met you in person, I was overjoyed. It was like I was meeting an angel, because your commitment, your conviction to get the word out and help to people to sustain their health and sustain their lives is really real. And to Ida Morris, who flew out to California to meet me, to encourage me, to inspire me. You know, I just thank you for your love and celebration. To Mario, my hero, my archangel, whose passion drives me, has driven me forward. To Rod, you know, the inquisitiveness of him investigating and validating everything that we talked about in terms of the technology, helping me to investigate what it would do and how it would do, you know, what we wanted it to do. Who knew that the technology would increase oxygen in water and increase the alkalinity of water? I mean, who knew? We just wanted static blockers. We just wanted something to balance us. We had no idea that it was perpetual. The uses were perpetual in so many different facets of our life. I mean, this is one technology with 103 applications. It's just phenomenal what it does for dogs and cats. You're talking about cats loving it. Cats that are hypersensitive, they love this technology. Every time I go into somebody's house and the cat has hypersensitivity, it's amazing that their cat feels the frequency on me and wants to walk in between my legs and all around and lay up on my feet And I always have to tell these cats, listen, you will have a revelation of Jesus if you trip me and make me fall and I end up on you. So I have a lot of fun with these families with animals in their houses because cats love the frequency, you know, and so do dogs. But it seems like and cows really love the frequency. Every time we go on a farm to retrofit a farm and they put this technology on the cow, a farmer in Minnesota discovered that if you tape it to the left leg of the cow, that it would heal mastitis in 3 to 7 days. He also, and the wife discovered, that the cow got paralytic disease and fell down and couldn't get back up. If you put one of the nanos on each leg of the cow and left the cow alone, if you taped it with some duct tape on the leg, the cow would get energy in about an hour and be able to get up. So the discoveries that people are making, who knew? I mean, I never had the cow in mind when the technology got made. But God is inspiring great things, great revelations with this technology. And each and every one of you are part of the evolution of grace. The one thing I've learned, and that's very clear to me, that each one of us have a special gift of grace. And when you reach out to help somebody, there's going to be two people that are going to reach out to help you. The more you sow going forward, the more you pay it forward, the more it's paid forward to you. And so I'm pregnant with expectation. I am so overjoyed. I feel so encouraged and so renewed. And that's why I start singing, I Feel Good. So I'm going to open up the lines and see if anybody has any testimonies they want to share tonight. Anybody have anything they want to share?
Well, I'd like to share some of my experience that I received when I was in Boston, Massachusetts this past week with the farmers up there. And amazing how they took 70 acres of land, wetland, and they got a stream run beside this wetland and how so many different cultures, I mean from Kenya, from the Republican, from China, all parts of Africa, all these people come together and got gardens that they are growing and developing herbs and all type of different stuff down here in South Carolina. We throw away and try to throw away in the field. They're growing it up there for marketing. And I thought about Dr. Larry. If we could set up, could they pump the water out of the river to water their crops? And I thought about your technology. I said, boy, this would be a great experience here to put that technology there and pump that water out of the river into that container and put that on those crops and see if they'll grow 50 feet tall or not.
Yes, because we have a farmer, has a soy farm down in Adams County in the Midwest where the water is so hard. They have to Roto-Rooter their water lines twice a year to keep the drains open. And that farmer said since he put the technology on his water system, he has not had the Roto-Rooter in 3 years.
Wow.
And he said his soy farm plants continue to double in growth and double in size.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So I would love the opportunity to be able to do something like that.
Amazing.
You know,
I mean,
because we know that this water, just those passive microevaporator, the alkaline water system, it creates a whole house alkaline water system that discharges the static, balances the water, and the water is so strong.
Wow.
It makes the water so strong. Water is living life, and we have to treat water as if it's like a plant.
Right.
Because we don't think of water as being, you know, the organic substance that it is, but it is living life, and it's extremely sensitive. And I tell people water is heaven in the earth. Water responds to, and it's amazing about water, it responds to words. Dr. Emoto did, the famous Japanese doctor, did a decade of study just on the molecular structure of water's response to words. He showed us, you say, I hate you, and let that water dry, it would turn into mold, demonic-looking structures that look like mold. And he said, everybody needs to look up Dr. Emoto, E-M-O-T-O, Dr. Emoto from Japan. And he said, love. He typed out the word love and stuck it on his jar of water and let it evaporate and had some of the most beautiful crystals he said he had ever seen. So water is living life, and that's why you should pray over your food before you eat it. You should pray over your water before you eat it. You should declare thanksgiving over any liquid that it has that is predominantly water, because it becomes a sacred deity that then sustains your life and heals your life and restores your life.
Yeah.
Water is amazing. Water is amazing. It is so amazing. So thank you for sharing. I love the opportunity. Anytime you're and have an experience like that, just get grab some contacts for us to follow up. Because time is now. Well, I'm going to have to lean on all of you for your expertise to come alongside me and be a voice of this movement of making land stronger and better and safer, and indoors stronger and better and safer. Farms and schools, and we're just going to have a fun time taking care of this great earth God has given us.
Yes.
Anybody else want to have anything to share tonight?
Well, I want to just give me and someone listening in from Cleveland, Ohio, to the Ward family tonight. We lost a dear friend, a sister-in-law who died of cancer. And we just, my heart goes out to the family. We want to send our love and our compassion and our condolences. And so we're praying for you, that God was sent to you in this time of need.
Right.
That He would comfort your hearts. That He would comfort your hearts. Because it's not easy. And to the Jones family, they lost their 22-year-old daughter last week to a seizure attack, and went away on vacation and returned. She was lying face down in the kitchen. A seizure had taken her life. To the Green family down in La Plata, Maryland, our heart goes out to you. They lost their 30-year-old daughter last week also. No health problems at all. No high blood pressure, no diabetes, no nothing. She was not sick at all. So I'm telling people, get your head off the wall and check your beds. Tell everybody you know, do not sleep with your head on the wall. Sleep with your head at the bottom of the wall. The young lady had her head on the wall. They had a smart meter on the wall. She went to bed and never woke up.
People are getting incredible microphones.
Electricity is fire, invisible fire. We can no longer put our head on the wall in an electrical current. It's too much dementia. People are going to sleep and not even waking up for 2 or 3 days. This is why we sound the alarm. This is our great mission, that we can have safer environments. We can do things better. We can return to the culture of the 1920s, when people didn't even have their beds within 6 feet of the wall. I know that's impossible, but you can unplug the electronics in your bedroom and you can sleep with your head at the end of the bed.
Yeah.
There are so many. I don't know if you watched the news, but in New York, there was a young lady, 35 years old, in a concert in the church. Her microphone fell back there and she dropped dead right in front of everybody. Yes, 35 years old. She got served by her microphone. And this happened a few months back, but a 34-year-old pastor. Please advise these pastors not to use any kind of microphone while they're in the baptistry. The blessing is the person to be baptized had not stepped in the water. pastor got in the baptismal pool and asked somebody to hand him a wireless mic so he could bless the water, and he electrocuted. Ladies and gentlemen, pastors are using these wireless mics in the baptismary. I'm begging you to advocate on behalf of safety and ask your pastors not to use these microphones while standing in water.
Wow.
Yeah, you can look it up on Google. Just Google, pastor gets electrocuted in the baptismary, 34 years old in Houston, Texas.
Wow.
So this is not a figment of our imagination. Things are changing, and we have to take responsibility. We just can't sit back and say, case or rock or rock. We have to march forward. Because if you're going to live on purpose and purpose your life, then you'll go for anything. And I'm just not going to sit back and let every child in America be autistic. I'm not going to sit back and let any of us develop seizure disorders. We are just a few months away from 26 out of 26 people out of every 100, or 1 in 26, I should say, in America having a seizure disorder. So on that note. Thank you, Pastor Hill, for bringing that to my attention and sharing that opportunity with the listening audience tonight. Yeah. I want to say good night over and out because I feel good.
I feel good and now, too.
I feel good. And I know that we should all go to YouTube and turn on James Brown and shake our hips because he is doing it. We've held on for all these years. And now we are getting nurtured to go forward. So I'm going to leave everybody with James Brown tonight. This is Dr.
Mario
Lally over and out.
Mario about to say something.
Okay, go ahead, Mario.
I'm going to sing that before I go to bed.
We're going to sing. Get your hips, Mario. You know, we got to tell Rod. Rod, are you on the line tonight? You on the show?
Rod not on the show.
Okay. I know he's resting. He's under doctor's orders. But as soon as the doctor releases him, we're going to be dancing I Feel Good at EcoSphere next year in Montreal. I look forward to dancing with the Canadian family. So, Mario, kiss everybody in Montreal for us. Kiss the cow for us, Mario. I want to talk to you about the farm and how many windows they have up there, because we got to get the farmer on the line so we can upgrade him to solar.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, then. We feel good, everybody.
I feel good.
Okay. We feel good. So I'll talk to everybody a little later.
Yeah, good night, everyone. Good night.
Bye. I'm over and out.
I don't know what's waiting on me in the future. I just don't know. I don't know what I'll be doing 10 years from now. I just don't know. But I believe that I'm teaching God's holy word. Oh, it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yeah.
To serve the Lord.
It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes,
it is.
I'll be serving the Lord. Though sometimes my road gets dark and weary, I can't hardly find my way. Sometimes my burdens get so heavy that I can't stop having sleepless nights and lonely days.
but I believe if I keep holding on, God is gonna come for me and keep me strong. Cause it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is.
Serve the Lord.
It's way down on the inside.
It's in my
heart. Oh, no.
Serve the Lord.
God planted his love.
It's in my heart.
Yes, he did.
My heart.
Come on, baby. Now I've been singing for a long, long time. I'm not gonna give up. Said I got a made up mind. Yeah, I've been lied on, mistreated by my so-called friends. But if I had another chance, I'd do it all again. It's in my heart. You to know I'm not doing this for shape, form, or fashion. I just want you to know that down in my heart, the reason I'm here tonight, because it's in my heart. And I want you to know, I want you to know, Mama and Daddy, when I was a little boy, Mama and Daddy raised us up in the church. They didn't send us to Texas, they took us to church. Can I get a witness out there? And if we got to the church house and act like we didn't want to go in, Mama would catch me in the collar and she'd drug. Mama and Daddy drug us to church house. I wish I had a witness out there. Planted it in my heart.
My heart.
Oh, yeah. Good Lord.
It's in my heart.
It's in my heart. Many times we didn't get paid, y'all. But I kept on singing anyway because I had it in my heart. Can I get a one a witness? Can I get a one a witness? Deep down in my heart, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute, I'm not through yet.
It's in my heart.
Y'all act like y'all don't know what we're doing up here. Come on.
It's in my heart.
Yeah.
It's in my heart.
If you got it.
It's in my heart. It's in my heart.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Melvin, you know what? Somebody asked me just the other day, said, "Harlan, how can you shake a person's hand and you know they don't like you?" I told him, the reason I do it is in my heart. I got a phone call not too long ago. Somebody said, "Harlan, how can you leave your family
look out.
And go sing all the time?" I told him, "I love my family.
Ooh, yeah.
I love my family.
Yes, I do.
I love my family.
Oh, my.
But the reason I do it. There's a reason I'm doing it.
There's a reason you don't do it.
Cause it's in my heart.
Yes,
I got to love my enemies.
Yes, yes.
I got to love my friends.
Love
and whenever you see me, I'll be
first.